Американский чоколад.
Кумлен and a black tomato. Up to Fim Zion and without the very top of the page. Talk about we learned. We're now back to Shavuos, and we had a machlekes. If you quote Rabbi Akiva, the main thing is the bread. So if you don't have the kvasim, the sheep, the two sheep that go for Shavuos, you can still bring up the bread. And according to the other opinion, the main thing is the kvasim. If you don't have the kvasim, you cannot bring the bread. But if you do have the kvasim, you don't have the bread. It's nishkei fella. That mem zayin nomadal. That was shim benalis. And the lachshim benalis. 47a, the very first word. Talam ami learnt. Kiv seyat sedes, the sheep of Shavuos, ein mekachin es alechem. When does it make the two loaves of bread holy? Because it comes along with two loaves of bread. The first carbon of wheat that's brought in mizbeach is ele b'shchites. When you shech the animal. Ketzad, how does that work? Shachtan lishmon, you shechted the animal and you had the right kavanas in mind. Then vizorak domon lishmon, you sprayed the blood on the mizbech, having the right kavanas in mind. Kodesh, halechem, the bread becomes holy. It now is dedicated for its purpose. Shachtan shaloy lishmon, you did not shecht it having in mind that this is for Shavuos. Vizorak domon shaloy lishmon, you did not sprinkle the blood for the right reasons. Then like kiddush halechem, the bread did not become holy. What about in between? Shachtan lishmon, but vizorak domon shaloy lishmon. You shechted the blood. And you sprinkle it correctly, but you shecht it correctly, but you did not sprinkle it correctly. Halechem kadosh ve'enu kadosh divir. Rebbe says that the bread is sort of in between. And the Gemara will explain that in a minute. Rabbi Lo Rabbi Shimon Aimer, La'olam Einu Kadosh does not become holy. Actually, Yishchait Lishmon ve'Yizik Dom Lishmon. You have to do both activities.
So the Shtei Alechim is totally on the Kivsei Achag.
That's right.
It's not, I was there's a separate avodah.
No, but it does not become Kadosh unless you do the right thing with the Kedis. My time with the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say that the Shchit is the main thing? The Chsiv, what does the Pasuk say? It says in the Pasuk, V'esa Ayil, the ram, Yase, you should make. This is not talking, this is what I told you. Yase, you should make Zevach Shlomim LaHashem. It says Yase Zevach. It sounds like, what's the main thing? The Zevach. What does Zevach mean? Slaughtering. And then it says Al Sala Matzah, connected with a basket of matzahs. So we see what does make the matzahs holy? The slaughtering. Lememra, the Shchita Mekach, the main thing is the Zevach. It says in the Pasuk, Zevach Yase. Yase means do all the activities. Ache Yase, Kol Asi Yase, all activities. But Rebbe Nami Yaksiv Yase, says Yase. So it says Rebbe Iksiv, if it would have said Zevach Yase, that you do Zvich, and then it says Yase, you still have to do more activities, then Kedikam, like you say. But Hashtu Yaksiv Yase Zevach, it says in the Pasuk, Yase Zevach. Bame Yase is read as follows. Zevach is the ultimate thing. How do you make the activities? The Kev is the main activity, is Zvich, the Shechting. But Rabbi Shimon, it says in the first passage, Zevach Shchita, what do you tell me has to be the Zrika? Ahu Mebailei, that you need for the Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon, how come everyone agrees? Should Tzadrich Shehe Lechem Bishah Shchita. It's not the Shchita that concludes it, but it starts on the Shchita. So the bread has to be already there in the Beis HaMikdash at the time of the Shchita. Now the Gemara wants to explore what Rabbi said. My Kaddish Ve'enu Kaddish. What do you mean Kaddish and Einu Kaddish? Abaye says Kaddish Ve'enu Gomer. Abaye says Kaddish, but it's incomplete. And Rava says Kaddish Ve'enita. The Kohenim cannot eat from these two loaves of bread. My Benayu. At the end of the day, they're both saying the same thing. It's not complete, and you cannot eat from it. Ike Benayu Lemitzvus Pidyonu. The question is whether if you gave the money to, if you exchange the money, do we say it becomes Chulin? And you can, the bread is no longer holy, and the money is dedicated to buy other bread with it. Or the money is just used for other things, and the bread does not become chulin. Le'abaye, Rashi gives a faket. Le'abaye, tofis pidyon, because it didn't become holy yet, because it says kaddish ve'enu kaddish, so therefore it's still able to be tofis as money. And le'ravot loy tofis pidyon. And according to Rav, Rashi said, this, what I'm just telling you right now, should be the correct one, and the other one, Rashi says, use the words shibush gomeru. That's pretty strong. Yeah. And the Rava Tavis Pidyone, total mistake. The Rava Tavis Pidyone, according to the Rava, since it became holy, Kedusha Zaguf, anything which is Kedusha Zaguf can never be redeemed. It be Shleimel, the Rava, according to the Rava, that says that what? That you cannot redeem it. The Rabbi Lazar holds that it did not become Kaddish at all whatsoever. It's only Kedusha's Damim. So therefore, you can be paid it. Mashiach, according to Rebbe says that it became Kaddish completely, just a Kohen cannot eat it, so you cannot be Poyged. El Rabbi Baye holds both of them, holds it's not complete. Ma'ike be Rebbe, Mashiach, they both hold you could be Poyged. Ike be Nayu, the Chilik is Lav Suli be Yetze. If you took it out between the Shchita and the Zrika, does it become possible or not? The Rebbe, according to Rebbe, it becomes possible as so you took it out. that you can no longer shech the sheps and all that. And according to Rabbi Elazar, it does not become kosher l'yotze. Why? According to Rabbi Elazar, it did not become holy. Since it did not become holy, so therefore it's only kedushas damim. And since it's only a kedushas damim, what do you call it? Therefore, it does not become possible to be yaitzi. When does it become possible that you took it out? Only if it became essentially, intrinsically holy itself, just a goof. So you allowed to shecht other sheep and so on and so forth. And then Rashi repeats again at the end. V'zeh sheperashit chila shibish gamru. You don't find that Rashi says twice. Make sure to negate it completely in your mind. Let me ask a question. Kiv say atzeres, the sheep of Shavu is sheshocht on lishman. What happens? You shechted it properly. V'zorak domon shaloi lishman, and you did not spray the blood properly. Oy say ach lechem mavich, are you allowed to eat the bread or not? We just had this machlekes, and everyone agreed you're not allowed to. We'll see the question in a minute. So you might leave it in mind. Who's he asking the question? Iya libe Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, is he following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, who says that it's not kaddish until you spray the blood? Hamazriki de mekacha. He says clearly that what makes it kaddish only when you spray it. And this is not even holy. So of course you're not allowed to eat it. It never became Kodesh. Remember, the Rosh Hashanah says it's not just the Shechita. You need the Shechita and the Zrika to be done properly. This was not done properly. The Zrika. So what's the Shaila? You're not allowed to eat it. If the question is according to Rebbe, Bein Labai, Bein Lerava, whether you hold it's not complete Kodesh, or whether you hold that it's Kodesh, you're not allowed to eat it. They both clearly hold you're not allowed to eat it. Kodesh, you need to do. You're not allowed to eat it. So what's the Shaila? So he says, it's a third Tana. And my Shaila is according to this third Tana. Ella Liba the Haitana. My question according to the following Tana. Tana Abu Rabbi Barabba, the father of Rabbi learned, Shtei Halechem, the two loaves of bread, Shiyotsu Ben Shchita Lezrika. This is what this following Tana says. The father of Rabbi Barabba, if two loaves of bread left the base Hamigdash between the shechting of the sheep and the sprinkling of the blood. And what happened was, you continued with the process, and you then sprayed the blood of the kvasim, but you made a mistake, and you had in mind, pigul, you had in mind the wrong time. The question is, did that affect at all the bread, which was outside the base of English? You had in mind to eat the sheep the wrong time. Rabbi Lazar,
does that mean you had in mind the achila in the wrong time?
The achila of the kvasim. No. That's not pigul. We hear it. Vizorak dom shikos chutzman means you had in mind that you're going to eat the sheep instead of today.
After the time.
Yeah, after the time, tomorrow. Question is, did it affect anything at all? Did it affect anything at all? The question is. So machleik is Rabbi Lezer b'kiva. Rabbi Lezer says ein belechen. Now, but the question not with the sheep. Of course, the sheep is possible. You shechted the sheep. You sprayed the blood, having in mind you eat the sheep tomorrow. The sheep is no good. The question is the bread. Did this, because the bread is tagged along with the sheep? But the thing was, the bread was outside the base of English. It was a yaitze. Does the spraying of the blood ruin the bread? So Rabbi Lezer says ein belechen mishum pigul. Even though you should eat the bread because it was yaitze, which makes it possible, but kaddish you're not going to get. You're not going to get the Easter of pigul here. And Rabbi Kiva says yesh belechem mishum pigul. He says no, that the zika was still effective. That it ruined the bread as well. That there's pigul if you eat it. Amar Rav Sheshes.
That's all talking within the case of the zorak. With the kavan of shaloi bisman, achila shaloi bisman.
We're talking about, yeah, you did the zika shaloi bisman, which is pigul. So it definitely ruins. If the bread would have been in the base of Migdash, it would have ruined the bread as well. But because the bread was outside the base of Migdash, it makes it possible. Yotze is possible, but it's possible you should eat it. But does the zika at least help?
Is it
to make it into pigul a step higher than just possible? Possible is alive. This you get chorus for. Mm-hmm. Or do we say that it's disassociated now? Once you took it out, there's no connection anymore, no nexus between the bread and the zrika. Omer Rav Sheshes, Hani Tanoi Kerebi Svil. These two Tanoim, Sai Rabbi Elazar, Sai Rabbi Kiva, follow Rebbe, who say before that the Shechita is the main thing. The Shechita is the main thing. If Shechita is the main thing, then Yetze is a psul. Because you shechted it. According to Rebbe, according to Rabbi Elazar Shimon, when you shechted, you did not make the bread holy. So there's no psul yaitze. When is the psul of yaitze? Once it's holy, you take it out. So according to Rabbi Elazar Shimon, it's not holy until you spray the blood, and there's no yaitze. Masha Engen, if you did the shechita, and the shechita made it holy, then there's a problem of yaitze. Miu Rabbi Elazar, the time made Rabbi Elazar is consistent with you. The Amma. So what's the machlekes then? What's the machleket? Now remember, Rabbi Leza is the time made. Amar Rabbi Leza says we had it previously in the Gemara. Ain zrike mayelus liyotze. He holds that once it went out of the base of Migdash, since it became possible,
it can no longer be affected.
Yeah, by the zrike.
The pigul of the zrike.
Exactly, because it's possible, fafal, finished, and there's no pigul by psul. But Rabbi Kiva, the time made, Amar zrike mayelus liyotze. Rabbi Kiva is consistent with you, who says that zrike does help for yotze.
Help, it actually makes it worse.
I mean, it affects it.
It impacts it.
That's right. It's possible. That's like, okay. It's possible, but it's still affected by the zika. What's going on? Where do you find that? Now we learned a mude kachim kalim. We know by kachim kalim, kol's man you didn't shecht it. There's no meila because it's not holy yet. And even after you shechted it, since part of it belongs to the owner and part to the eibush, there's no meila. When it becomes meila, only when you separate the part that belongs to the eibush. It's only after you spray the blood, and till then it's called mamon bailim. And there's no me'ila if you use it stealing it. Only part of this me'ila is by the fats. It's by the fats of the carbon. Right? So therefore, we learned a mude kachim kalim. So the fats of kachim kalim, when there's no me'ila yet, shiyotu leaf nezrika, you took it outside of the base of midrash. You cut up the animal and everything else. And before you sprayed the blood, you took it out of the base of midrash. So it never became holy. Remember, Zayin on the bay is the second line from the top. Shiyotu leaf nezrika, they went out before the spraying of the blood. Rabbi Leza says, ain moilin behem, since you took it out, the zrika has no effect, an impact once it's outside. And then you spray the blood because the me'ila does not start till after zrika. But there's no zrika. Because it was outside the base of Mikdash. Since it was a Yaitzeh. So just like there's no Me'ila, there's no Pigal either. Well, what's the difference? That's Gemara's making a drawing connection here. Just like there's no Me'ila, no Zika has no effect on it, so too, it does not make a Pigal. However, because it's very possible the moment you took it out of the base of Mikdash. And the Ein Chayav Nalei Mishem Pigal, the Noyis of Atame. No other Psulim happened already, because once it's possible. And Abba Kiva says, Moilim Behar. Kiva says, no. Now, after you spray the blood, if you use those fats for yourself, you did me'ila. You stole from the Eibishter. Why? Because the zrika is effective. Just because it's possible for taking it out, doesn't lose its connection to the carbon. And therefore, if you spray the blood, it now is me'ila. And the chayav nadleim shepigul, if during spraying of the blood, you had in mind the wrong times for the thing, that whatever's outside also becomes possible, and there's nicer over there, and tummy. Just because... Yeah.
With Yotze, what is he? He's over the love of Yotze, so it's Chayav Malkus, right?
It depends. But there's no Chayav Malkus, but if you eat it, you're over Aveda. If you eat it, we warn you, Yotze, maybe get Malkus. But there's no Pigal or Kaddis. Yeah.
But here is Kaddis, is much higher.
Much higher, yeah. Yeah, so therefore.
Tummy
as well. If it becomes tummy now, it adds another layer. Now, this is my question, said Shmuel Yitzchak. My. Since Rabbi Kiva rules that if you spray the blood and you had in mind the wrong time, it fixes up the it ruins the fats of the carbon and makes it and ruins it as well and makes it pigle and all that, even though it's yaitze. So my question is, what about the bread that's ancillary to the two sheep of the carbon shuas? So there's a kaveh for the bread pigul as well, but yaitze, just like kibasa zika shaloi lishmo nami shayle lechem. If you would have sprayed the blood without having lishma, it would have been matter the bread. So therefore, maybe also that ruins the bread. Regarding, because this is something else. The bread is separate from the sheep, but there's the thought of the zrik ruin the bread as well. Idilma lechumra amrinan. Maybe only over there we say lechumra. What's Rabbi Kiva saying over there? That the zrika is effective, that it adds another layer of tamei, pigul, all these things. It knows he's being strict. To say that the bread can be eaten now because you sprayed the blood, after it was yaitse, maybe not. Maybe we don't say that a zrika, which is lousy, for example, you didn't do lishmo, that it should enable you to eat the bread. No, we're talking about now. I'm asking Lekula regarding the bread of Shavuos, that you took the sheep, you shechted it properly, then you took the bread outside, and then you sprayed the blood. Do we say that the spraying of the blood, it allows you to eat the bread or not? Because his whole spraying is effective. Lechumra, does it also apply Lekula? That's what he asked. Master Papi said, I don't understand your question. who you decided that the machlekes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva is talking about, where the bread is outside of the Beis HaMikdash at the time of the Zika. Maybe no, maybe they're arguing the bread went outside after Shechita but came right back in. So it was in there when there was Shechita. How do you know the Chi East and Avroi, the two loaves of bread were outside at the time of the Zika, and that's the machlekes. And therefore, and that's why Rabbi Akiva holds that's even effective when it's outside. No, the Chi East Navroi Pligi Dilma, but East Navroi Kliyam Pligi. Maybe everyone agrees. Even Rabbi Akiva will agree that if the bread was outside at the time of the spraying of the blood, how can the spraying of the blood be effective? Maybe the whole argument is you took it out and then you brought it back in. And the machlekes is that since it was here at the time of Zrika, Rabbi Akiva said, "No, it's effective." And Rabbi Elazar said, "But since it became possible, he took it out. It is not effective. But if it was outside, definitely it's not effective." So what's your shaila here? If the bread becomes mutter if it's outside? No one knows that it's effective if it was outside at the time. The Ein Zika may Ellis Liyotze. Maybe everyone agrees that the Zika is not effective when if the bread was outside. Uvahodir Ailinu Pligi. The whole machlekes is he brought it back in. And what's the machlekes if he brought it? What's the chil? He brought it back in and stayed outside. The machlekes is did it become possible by taking it out? If the din is that Shechita alone makes it holy, like Rebbe says that Shechita alone makes it holy, so then it became and then you took it out, you made it possible. But if you hold like a Razab Shimon, it never became holy until you actually Zika. So if you took it out before Zika and brought it back in, nothing happened.
Except
it's like, Yaitze. No, it's not Yaitze either. How can the Yaitze?
It's not carbon yet. It's not carbon.
It's okay. Like the Chatchila, you brought the thing from outside. Why it wasn't Yaitze? Because it wasn't a carbon yet. The Rabbi Elazar says, "Look at Rebbe. Look at Rebbe. Damas Shchita Mekatcha." He holds that the Shchita makes it kodesh. So when you took it out, it was ready with holy, and you ruined it. And Rabbi Akiva, look at Rabbi Shimon. Damas Shchita loy Mekatcha. Shchita does not make it holy. Well, loy Mivsel beYaitze. If it's impossible, that's a machlekes. Nothing to do with the Zika being effective while the bread is outside. So what is your shaila? That's what our Papa asked him. Hi, Mike. What are you talking about? When I was back to the Papa, what are you talking about? If you hold like Rebbe, if you hold like Rebbe, you won't say Rebbe holds like Rosa, it's not holy, and therefore you can take it out and put it back in. No. If you hold up like Rebbe, that becomes holy, then you shchita, dama shchita mekatra. Hainu the kamer of Akiva. That's what Akiva says, the kachin lubi shchita. That's what Akiva holds, that it became holy during the shchita. But asya zrika, now when you spray it, kavu lubi pigul, therefore it makes sense. Since it's holy already, that's why the spraying is effective, because it already became holy. And I don't care where it is. What? That it doesn't become holy until the Zika, Dama Zika, the Mikacha, is Zika's Pigle Mikacha. How can a Bakiva hold that just by spraying it, or spraying when it's no good, when the thing is no good, it should make it the Pigle? If spraying is supposed to make it Kodesh and it's wrong at the time because it was outside or you had Loy Lishman, how can it make it Kodesh? How can it make it Moyul and all these other things? How can it be effective? If you're going to tell me that it wasn't Kaddish at the time, then by Zika, if I had in mind Pigel and it wasn't holy yet, the Zika would not ruin it. It would not ruin it whatsoever. But talking about the case of Kotcher Kalim, where you say the fats does not become Me'ila until after you did the Zrika. Because it's Maman Bailahu, he says, if the Zrika was done incorrectly, it never became Maman Hegdish, and therefore there's no Me'ila. It must be that was already holy before you did the Zrika. It must be that Akiva holds that it became holy at the time of the Shchita. Where is it? So therefore, it must be that Rabbi Akiva holds at the time of Shechita became holy, and that's why if you did the Zrika later on, and you had a bad thought of mind, it ruins it. But if you did not become holy until the Zrika, how did it become holy now that it's a lousy Zrika we're talking about? We had Loy Lishman, and so on. Ve'einu Maitzi Medei Mi'ila does not remove the Mi'ila by Basa Kotche. On the other hand, kachim is the moment you make it consecrated, it becomes the Eibishness. It does not, your tchelik doesn't come until after the Zika. The Zika takes away the Mila. But the Zika won't take away the Mila. If the Zika is what makes it all happen, and you had the wrong kavan in mind, it doesn't take away the Mila. Must be that Bakiva holds why the Zika is effective, is because it was already holy before. Everything happened at the time of Shchita, and then everything done correctly. Just finishes by the Zika. Eina Maitzia Medei Me'ila. Eina Mevila does not bring it to Me'ila Be'emuri Kachim Kalim. By the fats of Kachim Kalim, which belong to the owner until you actually spray it, it does not become Me'ila if you did the wrong spraying. So how can Akiva hold that it does? Must be he holds that it became holy by the Shechita. Eina Maitzia Medei Me'ila Kachim Kachim. Says the Gemara, Papa Lavi Toysev the Rav Gidl. Didn't we slug up this Rav Gidl? Amarav, Didn't we slug him up? So therefore, that's not a problem. Okay, new Gemara. So therefore, my question is, how do you know how to limp shot? Maybe you thought they're talking about the bread was outside, and therefore, according to Akiva, the spraying is effective. Maybe it's talking about went out, and then you brought it back in. And therefore, your whole shaila doesn't begin. And remember the question there. We're not sure who's right. Saying, well, right, boyim and Rav Yimi and Rav Yimi asked Rav Zeira a question. Kivse atzere is the sheep of Shavuos, sheshochtu l'shmon. The sheep of Shavuos that you shechtu l'shmon, v'ovat alechem. So the sheep of Shavuos, remember, sheep of Shavuos come with two sheep and two loaves of bread. You shechtu it properly, and then what happened was, v'ovat alechem. You lost the bread. How do these things happen? I don't know. But you lost the bread somehow.
This is a typical of Yom Yaha, you know. Yeah. What if?
Exactly. Ma'u sheyizdik daman shaloy lishman. The question is, can we spray the blood shaloy lishman? Listen, don't have in mind the Shavuos, because it'll be a problematic carbon. You're missing the two loaves of bread. So change the carbon to a carbon shlamim. Spray the blood. Have in mind carbon shlamim. At least that you can eat the meat. Because everyone agrees that if the bread was extant when you had the two sheep and the bread goes missing, the whole carbon is possible. So now you're about to spray the blood, you realize the bread is missing. So you want to redeem yourself. So you say, you know what, let's have in mind carbon shlamim. Change it, the carbon, to shlamim. At least we can have it as shlamim. And then we'll find, we'll start the process all over again. Ma'u sheyizid damar shloy lishman. Lahate basa b'achila to enable to eat
properly.
And the bread was there. The bread had to be there.
And now it went missing all of a sudden.
Because in the Mishnah, we had a machlekes of the bread is ma'ake. That's talking about the bread is not there.
The shkita and the zrika went missing.
That's right. In the Mishnah, we had a machlekes of the bread was never there, if it's ma'ake or not. But here, the bread was there. Everyone agrees that's ma'ake.
And koinim zrizim hei. A couple of steps across the Azora.
Yeah, good question. Amalei said to ask me, as Abzeda said back to Rabim, I don't know, tell me, show me a precedent. Yesh l'chadavar, she'enu kosher l'shma. You cannot bring it up in its true original form, as the Kifsei Atzeres, and yet the kosher sheloi l'shma. So you want to somehow fix it up and bring it up with a different carbon. So Yimei said, what do you mean, v'lo yinov? I'll show you many precedents. Vali Pesach. We bring a carbon Pesach, kain l'chatzais. It was meant to be a carbon Pesach. Can you bring a carbon Pesach before chatzais? No, it's possible. But it you bring it as a shlamim.
Yeah.
So you can change it before.
Transfer.
Yeah. And yet, you can bring it as a shlamim. So Rabbi Zeira said, Hachimin, he misunderstood my question. Yesh l'chadavah shenid l'shmoy. See, that never yet was ready for a carbon Pesach. Here it was already sitting here on Shavuos with the two loaves of bread. It was already ready to become its own carbon. And then v'nitchemu l'shmoy. And then you pushed it away from being its own carbon, and the ainu kasha, because if you bring its own carbon, it would be disqualified, lishmoy, and yet the kasha shal lishmoy, and yet you can still bring it up as another carbon. Where do you find that? So he said, what do you mean, v'loy? Saint Pesach, after Pesach. Vali Pesach, achaz mana, it was already a row for a Pesach, and achaz mana, you can no longer bring it as a Pesach, and you have to bring it to shlamim. Sitting here. It was ready to be a carbon shavuos, but now the bread is gone, you can change it to shlamim. B'shai, moizah shana, see, this again, hach, you're getting it wrong. Yesh l'chadova, shenidah l'shmoy, is something that's suitable. Over there, the carbon Pesach, you set it aside for Pesach, but the fact is you didn't bring it till a week after Pesach. Okay, bring it to Shlomim. Over here, not only was it ready for Shavuos, you actually shechted it for Shavuos. Exactly. Yesh kodav v'shenid l'shmoy, ad v'nishchit l'shmoy, ad v'nitchem l'shmoy. The einu kosher l'shmoy, you can no longer bring l'shmoy. What's that? Oh, so these words. Okay, the kasha shalei lishmoy, and she be kasha shalei lishmoy. No such thing. Think of like no. What about v'harei toid the carbon toid? We learned toid comes with 40 loaves of bread. What happens is the bread broke before you had a chance to do the zrika. We say over there, we say spray the carbon as a carbon shlamim, and the bread eat. But you didn't fulfill your net, you got to start all over again because you brought it up. Now, here's a case. You shechted it as a teider, and the bread broke before you had a chance to go ahead and eat the zrika. So over there we say, finish it off as a shlamim, eat the bread, and we'll bring another carbon. So we see we do that, even just like shlamim, just like shavuos. But he teider, what are you talking about? Shiny teider, the rachmana kai shlamim. It's not a different carbon altogether. The teider is called zevach shlamav. So because the teider refers to it as a shlamim, so therefore, you have a right. You're not changing it. So you just bring it as a shlamim. But my question here is, and we remain with a question, we're seeing tomorrow. If it's still tomorrow morning,